Good morning. I think you'll get pretty busy one way or another with all your writing and all your recording things.
Yes, very busy. We work quite late at night sometimes. Early in the morning sometimes.
And you're going on the telly. Well, I've spent quite a bit of my time with the youngsters. I'm very fond of the children. I do quite a bit for them. Yeah. And I just like to, I don't know, do all sorts of odd bits and pieces. I know it sounds dark for some people. But you know, I just like little quiet hours where I can sit and do a bit of needlework and, read and all that.
Needlework,
though? Yes, why not?
Oh, yes.
Are you still living in the same house
or anything around there? Yes, and I'm quite happy. I know people decide to move. Of course, you do get these people all the time going to get further on and all the rest of them. It don't appeal to me all that much. I suppose I'll get the urge one day to shift. Why should I? I'm all right. But I have a place of my own, or my own interesting things.
What is your house like,
Rose? Oh, quite ordinary. Quite a nice little place in a country place. What I always would have liked, living in London all my life. I've always just been nice ever since, you know, get down into the country and retire and all that. Yeah. Now I've got just what I wanted. Got no desire for anything else. I suppose in a way that's not a good thing. I don't know, people tell me. You should always be ambitious, but I ain't ambitious. You've got quite happy with my own little place.
You've got a garden,
sir? I have, and it suits me down to the ground, and I grow my own flowers, and I never pick one.
You don't?
No, I let them stay. In their own natural surroundings, and I get the greatest happiness and joy in just looking after them and watching. They never seem to die.
And
the children then
your
last take. Do I?
No, it's
not
quite
a thing
to do
to pick the flowers. Well, I suppose on your side it's rather different for various reasons, but I don't know. Seems to me now, rather wicked to pick the pretty flowers. I mean, let them stay where they are in their natural surroundings. That's as they're intended.
They are nice, don't they?
Of course they have. They've got vitality and life of their own.
Do you visit any patients,
Rose? Occasionally. I'm not one for getting about. I don't mind going out. See friends of mine and have no matter. But can I just ask all the gallivanting about that goes on with some of them? Some of them stay for a while and then next thing you know they're off. Never see them again, they go on somewhere else, some other place. Not for me. Some people say it's the best thing to be contented, but I can't see that. I think it's the best thing to be discontented.
Really?
And yet people say if you're not discontented, you never get on, you never don't go anywhere, you know. Perhaps I'll get the urge to move, and yet I don't see why I should give up what I've already got, or something I don't know much about, or nothing about for that matter. People come and talk to me sometimes, you know, about different places and spheres, as they call them. It all sounds very nice, but I don't feel educated up to it yet. I'm not as I am.
What's your bungalow like? Could you describe it?
Could I what?
Your bungalow, is it house or?
Well, it's sort of a small place and it's the country surrounding. It's got four rooms, got enough to look after. Funny thing is, I never get dirt. What? You know, you never get any dust. You don't have to go around swapping the place all the time with a duster. It always seems to keep nice. But then again, do you know what people tell me? I can't get over this, you know. They don't quite understand it. They say you only get dirt and dust in the place if your mind is wrong. On my mind, I don't know. I don't know if you're not at a bad mind, sure. And I think on the right lines as best I can. I always wish everyone well, and if I can do anything to help anyone. But I was on your side, I was just the same. But over here, I've heard it said among people that It's only when you when your mind's bad and dirty that you get dirty in your ass and dirty in your face, you know? In other words, if you think wrong, you get wrong things, you know? That's probably why I'm so contented. I've got nothing to worry about. I'm quite happy. I've never felt better in my life. I look years younger. I can walk, which I do a lot of walking into the countryside, pills for me. I love to watch the animals and the birds, and I just like to take an interest in everything and be a part of everything. And yet at the same time, there's none of this here business with us, you know, like there is on your side. People always feel they must interfere with nature. Not me. I'm quite content to let everything grow and do what it wants to, and nothing seems to interfere with anything or anybody. Everybody seems to be in tune, harmony, and nature's the same. The birds don't, the birds come into the garden, the tame is tame, and nobody feels they want to destroy everything. That's the marvelous part about it.
Yes, very, very nice.
And you talk about moving. Well, there's some eyes that are pretty too, who want to get on in a different way, you know. But I think I am. Why should I move? People always ask me about after make, you know, sort of start thinking about making changes, but I can't get it myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Given your
love for it,
but you haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen no sin. I don't particularly want to see any sin. I remember in the old days when I was on your side, I used to occasionally have a day out, surveying or somewhere. That's as far as I ever got. I didn't, well, I suppose that's just I was never keen on the sea itself. My friend used to about to go out for the day. I occasionally went with them in the old caravan and all that. But I don't know, sea don't appeal to me. That's one of the adventurous types. I've never seen no sea here. I shouldn't think it was necessary.
You still go to the lakes, you still
the lakes? Oh yes, I've been to the lakes. I like that because it's calm and practice. There's none of the rough stuff, you know. The sea never was one of my things.
Do you have to go to the cities still
enough?
You said there was...
Oh, well, big towns, as you call them, or cities occasionally, yes. But it gets all so different. I mean, you don't see shops.
No.
There's nothing to go for unless you're in a city town. I mean, if you want to be among a lot of people, then I suppose automatically you sort of feel it's next to be in a city. But I wanted peace and quiet and I've got it.
No neighbours around? Any neighbours?
Oh, there are people naturally who get around and about who are very much the same as yourself in outlook. Probably that's why they're there and I'm there with them. But we get together occasionally and we're happy in our own way and we do the sort of things that appeal to us. Some people seem to think that all the time you've got to be on the go. Well, I think the trouble was on earth, I was always on the go. That was my trouble, always on the damn go. Never had a minute to myself calling home. And now I'm quite happy to relax and be quiet, and I've learned to read. I think I couldn't do much when I was on your side. I've learned the ABC and what have you, and now I can read and I get books. And there are people who bring me books, and I sometimes am able to let them know some of mine. And we sit and we talk and we read. And I know this will surprise you, but I've even been to pictures. I didn't mind the place to put in the pictures when I was on your side. And sometimes I go with a few friends and we go into the nearest town, which you call a town, and we can see pictures. Yes. And you can see all sorts of pictures too.
What sort of, can you describe some of this?
Oh yes, you can see things, for instance, that you saw on your side, pictures that you were very fond of. And of course there are other things that you can see, but a lot of them have a sort of moral, I suppose you'd call it. Never very interesting, never very helpful. Of course, I've learned certain things which still puzzle me. For instance, they tell me that everything that has been of any value, or given people happiness and the right thing, still exists over there. Well, that's true, as far as I can tell, because all the things that really meant anything to me on your side certainly do exist here. And they're really real. They're not something that just will be pretty much, you know. Don't sit and think about something and there it is. It's a reality. That was real to me, for instance, if I want to sit down quiet, pick up a book and read, or even make myself a cup of tea. I mean, people just don't get the idea of telling what I can make out of it on your side. They seem to think that we ought to be in some peculiar state of existence where we're all getting religious. Well, I've never wanted a religion myself. I have respect for it within reason, and I met one or two very nice religious people. But I also met really nice people who weren't religious. In fact, they used to swear the first night they had to look. We come and came there, anyone wanted any help, they were the first there. The point is that here, it seems to me you live in a sense, a life that is not exactly religious. is much more real. I mean, I can't explain it, but it's marvelous, you know.
What is the fields like there? Are they very beautiful? Or
are they
fields, you know?
Oh, yes, gorgeous, gorgeous. There are beautiful green grass we have. And I know it's the branches, I bet you have cornfields.
You do.
And we don't get a country music, you know. We don't have seasons. Not in the same sense as you do. For instance, we don't, I've never seen any what I would call rain.
You haven't? No rain?
And I've never known it to be really dull. And neither have I known it to be overwatched. Okay. It's always very pleasant. Nice, pleasant, warm atmosphere. And yet I've never seen the sun, so I don't think our illumination and light can be from the sun, because I've never seen it.
Rose, is the grass the same about, or is it a finer texture?
Well, it's green underfoot. It's very, very nice. Beautiful, beautiful green. And of course, there are many little flowers that grow, and many big flowers too. In fact, I have been places where the flowers are so high that they're a good 7 or 8 feet high. Mm-hmm. It's like working through a forest of them.
Really?
Anyway,
what
do they
do with it
for?
Do they cut it or do they
do it? Well, no, it doesn't seem to be. I don't know, I've never seen it cut.
No.
And do it always seems to be there?
Yes.
No, and yet there's another funny thing. Of course, I don't feel the urge to eat. So I did when I first came here, but it was mostly fruit, and that's what's been the one I had. But, I suppose if you remove the desire for something, you realise it ain't so important, then it ceases to exist for you. But I was a once in the cup of tea, but I still like it. And I have it. Now I suppose people say, well, where did you get your tea from? Did you get it from some place on your side? Well, of course it must come from some place on this side, so it must be grown, and it must be sort of made, doesn't it?
How do you sort of think what cup of tea you get it to be?
Well, it's a funny thing, though. You know, I'm not conscious. For instance, I don't go into a kitchen and put a kettle on. I just have a cup of tea and that's it. But if I feel the need for a cup of tea, well, all I can say is, maybe it's there.
It's there for you?
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice.
Because some people say, and even people over there, have said that it's not a reality. It's only because I think it's necessary I have it, and it's made possible. But when I learn to desire for a cup of tea, which I've been used to having all my life. When I did lose it, I thought it would no longer exist for me. But that's when, to be honest, truth, that's one of the reasons why I'm afraid of going too far. Because, you know, some of these people, they get this idea and being up on it, they want to make progress, and as they call it, but I'm off, progress in the right seat. Then again, if you keep on going on, and you keep losing the old idea of things and desire for certain things, well, it seems to me that, well, it won't be the same. I sort of feel, well, here I am in my own environment, which suits me down to the ground, you might say. And, you know, I mean, I'm really happy. Well, why should I change it? Why should I suddenly say to myself, well, I don't want this and I don't want that, but I want this and I want that. I want to stick to things I know I've got and which I'm sure and I'm happy in and do no harm, and go on to something which I'm not sure of and I really don't know much about. I don't want to be sort of too sort of far, I don't know, from the things which mean reality to me anyway. Of course it's a bit bewildering. I must admit it's out sometimes I find it's a bit bewildering, you know?
Yeah.
Oh yes, I do.
Flowers are the trees, I think, today, flower, they are
oh, yes, trees are beautiful.
They are.
Yes, yes. And the blossom. Some of the trees is beautiful. And the perfume. Oh, it tastes marvellous.
And you have beautiful music outside,
don't you? Oh, yes. And I've been to lots of concerts and things. Beautiful. Beautiful music. Not highbrow, but much, you know?
Yes.
Not jazzy much, you know, like you are down on your side, but pleasant stuff, you know, real nice. So you much religious music, and you should give it a pitch sometimes.
Yes.
I mean, all that, old Christian soldiers, and there's a green hill, and all that, used to be so depressing.
Yes.
You know, but I like good religious music. I used to like the Old City and all that sort of stuff, you know, good stuff.
Yes.
Do you go to concerts where they sing?
Of course, I've got lovely clothes to wear.
You have?
Oh, smashing, beautiful clothes.
Rose, you said you did needlework. Have you made any
of your clothes? Yes, I do. I know quite a few things. Some people bring me material. A very nice gentleman I've met over there. Who is that man? He's a bit of a, you know, sort of baseline. But he visits lots of my friends too. And he never comes in to Andy. Oh, very generous, very nice to you. I was a little bit embarrassed really, because I think, you know, what the devil can I get in? But he always used to bring stuff to me. Not so long ago he brought me a beautiful piece of stuff. It really was lovely. Lovely shade of blue it was. Just the colour I like, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's for you, Ma. He said, that will make you a nice outfit, you know. I thank him for it, and I think he got a cup of tea. But I don't know if they know, because he's got past it, like, not like me. But you don't know what sort of some of these people when they come, because they don't want nothing. You know, it's another thing, you know, when you think about it, on Earth, everybody seems to want something. If they come and call on you, you put all in a bathroom to do, have a cup of tea or something. But nobody ever seems to want anything, really. Not the people that call on me and jog up and down anyway. Always giving and never taking. Mind you, I like to give too. I give a lot of stuff away. I'm not sure where to do it.
First of all, go to the country. Do you see animals and life?
Oh, I see animals and fields there.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, and I'm scared of them all. You can you laugh? And I tell you what, I'm getting into the country. I should love the country. If not, I can get there. But I'm so scared of animals.
Really?
Oh, scared?
What's that?
When you get me to... Oh, no, when you get me to go, of course, there's all sorts of many cows and things, you know. Those are the other gentle. Oh, they are mine.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's almost as if they can talk to you. It's almost as if you know what they're thinking. Really, it's quite marvellous, you know, when you come to think about it. Because I could never stand them through the crawly things like frogs and things, you know. Yeah. I ain't seen none of those. But I'm told if they're on a very low vibration or whatever it is, I don't know what they mean, but if they don't exist here, I'm not aware of that, because I wouldn't like frogs and sort of things, and I ain't seen nothing like that.
You're
I've been back twice, so that's strange.
That's
oh, lovely, beautiful, but I'm told that they don't everybody die. Funny business, you don't die, you know, nothing dies. When I had that pain, I thought once I got sick of being that was, I thought, well, how long is this going to last, you know? I wondered if it was a sort of another sort of life where you go on for so many years, you go out and teach again, you know, and then you kick the bucket, you're ready. I wonder if there's any beyond that, but there's no dying here. It's not peculiar. Seems as if you can go on and on and on, and then when you get round off, or fed up with what things you know all you to know, or all you want to know, or where you are, then you can sort of go into a kind of sleep or something, and then you go on to a different, because I'm scared to do that in a way. I don't want to go yet. What do my friends say that I should? Really strange thing is, why should you give up what you've got, what you know, when you're happy in it, and take on something you don't know? I don't want to be lied to. I'm quite happy with my hair.
You said your hair was long the last time,
didn't you? Oh, yes, like it was when I had it cut, you know.
Yeah.
Not I have had it real bald and you like that, but I did have it shorn a bit.
Yeah.
That got me into trouble, that did.
Okay.
That's another story that happened. Oh, I told you, I don't see the old man much now, do I tell you?
No,
really, but I
don't
know. No, oh no. Oh, he's getting it off.
Really?
I can laugh now. Things have changed now. I've been several times back to your side. Gone round the old parts, you know, particularly in the rest. Of course, it's all changed, and forth. My old pitch is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, they have made alterations there. I think it's the same, isn't it?
You're going to Costco?
Yes, I have been. I don't know. London's not the same. Don't seem the same to me at all. All the atmosphere things have gone. That's the young people there. Can't they get a tail on them?
You often come back to London, do you?
Hey?
You come back to London.
Well, occasionally. I have a look around sometimes, but I'm getting a bit fed up of it. I can't see much point in it. One time you couldn't keep me away from it. When I first came over there, I was always coming back, seeing the old aunts and friends and what have you. It seems to me it's all changed. Don't feel the fool no more.
Well, when you first came
here, what were your reactions? Well, I don't know. I suppose I was a good many of them. I was a bit bewildered. I found myself in a very happy surrounding and all that. The place was all right. I couldn't give about that and people were very nice. But, of course, it wasn't what I'd been used to. It wasn't what I'd expected or I expected anything of it. I used to sort of drift between the two, your side and this.
Mm-hmm.
until I sort of sorted myself out and got settled in and began to appreciate it all, you know. Because I was always a proper dodge for the old West End, you know. I suppose it's born in me, I've always been used to it. But as I say, it's like the same, I don't know what they're doing to the place. It ain't anywhere near like it used to be. All the old atmosphere's going, ain't it? Getting more and more American, I suppose, you know, all these big buildings and I don't know, that's just me. But I remember the old handsome cabs and all the good old days, the horse-drawn buses, and then of course we had the old generals and that, didn't we? Oh, times have changed. Yes, dear?
Snow to the sky,
the colour you said last night. Oh, well, the sky's always sort of having changes. It's the most beautiful colours. Of course, colour's marvellous here. Oh, see, nothing like it. You know, when you two come over here and get up your face on your side, you and I see some sights, you and I have a good time. Of course, I suppose you'll go somewhere a bit higher than me.
Well, I don't know, you're just making cases, and you learn a lot, ain't you? That's nothing to do with it. I don't mean the schooling and that so much as, you know, you know a lot, don't you? You do a lot of good work, don't you? Oh, I think you're nice, you know, the way you've gone about things. I've watched you, how you got on, all the rest on it. Have you settled now, Mr. George? No. That time, you know, you're not like me. You're the rest with thought, you're the shopping and changing when you get here. I'm afraid you'll stay any better when you go along.
Oh, you're coming to have a cup of nice tea with him and that, mate. Oh, you're all pleased to see you. What do you remember, Mr. Scott? Great, Thomas, he came to us once. Oh, him? Oh, I remember him. He used to, I guess I saw a lot of him at one time. He seemed nice to him. You seen him again? No, I used to, one time, used to call on me when he first came over. No, I think he's probably gone on, you know. You know, I'm always hearing this about, because in a way it's funny, you know. Because on the way, we used to say, oh, you poor son, so she's gone, you know. But over here, it's much the same, because someone will come along and say, well, what do you think, son, so it's gone on, you know. Of course, that means they've gone on a bit, you know. Yeah, oh, lots of family friends like that, they've gone on. But I don't know how far I'm staying put.
You're quite happy where you are.
Yeah. Oh, I suppose it's, I don't know, perhaps it's wrong. Hey?
Horses,
yes, beautiful. Lovely horses.
Can you ride them?
Oh, not me.
No.
They get me on a horse. Oh, blimey, mate. No, I wouldn't get me on one. I'm very fond of them at a distance. I'm a bit scared of horses, I am. Always was.
No, you
can't see me galloping on a horse. What did you say, Miss Bessie?
You said you were with children.
You
have you come across my mother
at all? Your mother, dear? No, I haven't.
Oh,
no. No, I wouldn't know your mother, dear. Perhaps one day I might have a special visit too.
I'm sure she'd love to meet you.
What are the towns like,
Rose, could you describe? Oh, beautiful, I must say. Not that I live in one, but they are beautifully laid out. I will say that, beautiful garden, and all sorts of parks and places for the children especially, and all kinds of buildings, big places where they have lectures and libraries for books and things. And places where you can be entertained, all very nice. Nothing common, nothing cheap and nasty, all real nice, classy stuff. But entertaining, you know? Oh, I've been to one or two of the theatres there, seen plays, seen lots of famous people that I used to read about, but I never went much to the theatre. Couldn't afford it occasionally, I'd go up in the gallery and see one or two of the old stars. Oh, I've seen quite a few here. Oh, they still, a lot of them still do the same kind of work. But it's beautiful, you know. I've seen all sorts of stuff here, you know. Lovely.
Are the sounds colourful?
Yes, beautiful. Colourful, yes. Yes, but, do you know what you mean, colourful? I don't mean to say the houses are, or the buildings all painted red, white, and blue.
No, no, no.
You know, but,
the architecture.
Oh, it's very nice and very varied, you know, all kinds.
Oh, yes.
All kinds.
What does the stone look like? Does it look like a stone? No, stone, I don't know, my mother of pearl, you'd almost think it was made of mother of pearl. You get all sorts of lovely shades. Not all of them, but some of them are. Can you copy about that too? What we call a painting? Made of the same kind of stone? Well, it is kind of stone looking, but I don't know if it is stone. Of course, there's other things, all traffic.
It's marvellous, really, and I'm thinking of it, I suppose. You don't get no cars, no made sparkles, and nothing like that. People are all content to walk, nobody rides, no need for it. No effort in walking here.
Yeah. If you want to go a distance, then you go by thought, you
Well, I don't know whether you go by thought or suggestion. No. I suppose it is that you can sort of feel if you want to go to a certain place. You find yourself there. No effort.
I do woods the other day, a lovely woods.
Well, I've got a lot of your relations here, yes.
Oh,
I know what you meant here. I've just put it in there. Yes, of course, a lovely wood. Beautiful. Oh, it's a wonderful place. No one needs their dime. It's something everyone should look forward to in their house, unless they've got something terrible in their mind, on their mind, or in their background, you know. Of course, I suppose everyone's got some skeleton in the cupboard. But the average person's something to worry about coming over here. I mean, even the very wicked are, from what I've heard of it, that although it's very sad and probably in a sense very bad for them, but they don't get lost for the years they are helped and guided, and eventually they come out of the dark, you might say. But the average person, nothing worry about. Oh, I mean, I wasn't particularly good and I wasn't particularly bad. But I must say, I've done quite well for myself. That's why I don't want to change. You know, this business of chopping and changing. People have a mania for it. And people don't know where they're at, do they?
You're not
living a
nice place that you always
wanted
to live.
Yes, I am.
Yes, that's right.
And that's why I don't feel disposed to make any change.
You're very happy
where you are. Very happy. Well, I must go.
Right.
Anyway, look after yourselves, and I'm glad you know all the good work you're doing. And, take care of the program. I certainly will, Becky dear. All the best for you, George.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye,
Rose. Thank you, Rose. Thank you.